talking golf 52 weeks a year and loving it. That is what we do every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. How you doing? Thanks for joining us. Along with Robert DeCozin, Master Control, our producer, I'm Jay Ritchie. Great to have you here on this special edition of Tee to Green. It's Master Sunday, and it's always super special around here when it's Master Sunday. 88th Masters in Augusta gearing up for a big finish today, and we've got a couple of great guests to talk about it on Tee to Green today. Later in the hour, good buddy Dave Shadlowski, Golf Digest, will be here from Augusta. Our first guest is standing by on the Tee to Green guest line, ready to go from Augusta. There's a great new book out. If you're a golf fan, you need to pick it up and check it out. It's called Life on the Green from Anne Liguori, a pioneering female sportscaster, both radio and TV producer, talk show host, the president of Liguori Productions. She started in 2008. She started the Anne Liguori Foundation to fight cancer. She's been at CBS, the Golf Channel, WFAN Radio, and she's joining us today covering her 26th Masters. We are so proud and happy to welcome back to Tee to Green Anne Liguori. Hi, Anne. How you doing?
Hey, Jay. Good to be back with you on this gorgeous day here in Augusta, ready for the final round.
Yeah, everybody's excited about that. Your book, everybody's excited about it, too. It's called Life on the Green. Five former Masters champions, Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, Tom Watson, Bernard Langer, and Ben Crenshaw, are featured in the book, which also features conversations with Nancy Lopez, Dottie Pepper, Amy Alcott, Jan Stevenson, Padraig Harrington, Annika Sorenstam, and Renee Powell. Great. What a super lineup. How did you come up with the idea for this book?
Wow. You know, it's interesting. I have interviewed a lot of different sports legends in the past. And ironically, the book I was really thinking of writing was the stories behind my TV interviews with people like Mickey Mantle and Ted Williams and Hank Aaron and Bart Starr and Gordie Howe and all these legends that I interviewed when I was in my 20s and 30s, and they were older, looking back, talking about their huge careers and success stories. And then when I connected with Hatherly Press, the publisher, they wanted me to do a golf book. And I said, hey, I can do that. I've been covering golf for decades now. And I just thought, you know what, I will do new interviews with 12 golf legends. And I picked six men and six women, and I'm so happy to say that here at Augusta National, a lot of the legends in my book, Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf, are here, or were here earlier in the week, and it was just a thrill for me, Jay, to go up to all of them. They all have a copy of the book. I sent them out when I got copies in March. But to see, you know, Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, and Tom Watson in the, you know, the honorary tea ceremony and to hear them afterwards in the press conference that they do every year, it's just so much fun. And then to visit with Bernard Langer, who did not play this year. You know, he's injured. He had announced that this Masters would be his last. He has played in 40 of them, but hopefully he'll be back next year and 100% ready to play his last Masters. And then Ben Crenshaw, I ran into under the big oak tree right by the clubhouse here at Augusta National, and he told me he loved the book and was so honored to be included. Ben Crenshaw telling me that. I was just so thrilled to hear that. And, you know, the name of his chapter is Treat People Well and Let Destiny Guide You. And he talks a lot about the huge influence that the great Harvey Pinnock had on his life and career. And he met Harvey when he was only 7. Talk about fate, right? And so we go into a lot of that in the Ben Crenshaw chapter. And then, of course, Annika Sorenstam, a new member here at Augusta National, she's in my book, and she's been floating around all week here. So I've had a chance to talk to her here. And then Renee Powell, who some people don't know Renee. She's the second African-American woman ever to play in the LPGA. And she's just had an incredible life. She's overcome a lot in her life. And I saw her at the iconic par 3 12th hole. And she was with the president of St. Andrews University in St. Andrews, Scotland. And, you know, Renee had received an honorary doctorate degree from St. Andrews years ago, and they named a dormitory after her. So it was so great to catch up with Renee Powell, and then Nancy Lopez I've seen here as well, and Dottie Pepper, of course, doing the course analyst work for CBS Sports. So Dottie's chapter is all about preparation, and Nancy Lopez talks about staying positive. So just a great week so far here at the Masters.
We're with Anne Ligori, her book, Life on the Green, interviews with a dozen golfing greats. These are no-brainers, and they've been in the public eye. They've been, in the case of like a Nicklaus or a Player, over 60 years, and they've talked about everything. They've answered just about every question. How hard or how easy was it for you to come up with some fresh questions or some different questions for these people?
Well, honestly, I've never heard them talk about what they bring from their iconic golf careers to life. So it was a refreshing topic. They all enjoyed sharing their wisdom, and each chapter is a different theme, and I didn't have to coax them and kind of maneuver them to talk about different themes from each other, because they all came up with different lessons. It was just incredible how it all kind of unfolded, and it wasn't hard at all to get them to talk about, you know, some new subjects. I just kind of had a lot of comfortable time with each of them, a lot of time, and they all kind of just wanted to tell their stories and talk about lessons that they've learned. And they're all, you know, at that point in their lives where they can look back on their incredible careers and really articulate so many life lessons that they've carried over day to day from golf. So it was just a conversation, and from those conversations came out some really great material.
Did you learn stuff that you never knew before about some of these people in chatting with them, or were you surprised by some of the answers?
Oh, yes. I learned a lot about the early childhood of Bernard Longer. He was very, very poor. And I've always admired Longer's long career, the winningest player on the PGA Tour Champions. But I really didn't know just how poor his family was when he was growing up in Germany. And he goes into that in a lot of detail. I think a lot of it might surprise readers. And, you know, when you look at the motivation of these personalities, somebody like Bernard Longer, who, if he hadn't injured himself a couple of months ago, playing pickleball, I might add, he would have been playing here at Augusta. He had announced it was going to be his, you know, last Masters, but he was still going to play. Obviously, he still plays on the PGA Tour Champions. And you look at some of the things that they are saying in the book as far as Bernard's childhood and how difficult it was. He would caddy as a very young kid just to bring home a couple coins, because they didn't have any money. And he said that the nicer I was to the golfers and the better I could read the greens, the more money I made. And he said that when he would help his mother, who was a waitress when he was a kid, he said, I would help her at the restaurant, and the nicer I was to the clientele, I made more change. And so when you hear some of these stories, it's easy to figure out why at his 66 years of age, he's still so motivated to continue playing, to continue traveling the world, to continue putting all the hours in training, and has that hunger still all these years later to win. And I think it's because of his childhood. You know, it literally was hungry. And there's so many fascinating stories in each chapter. It really makes you understand these champions better and perhaps what their motivation is. And, you know, same with Gary Player. I mean, Gary Player, his chapter is all about passion, pursue your passion. He's 88 years young, and who better to talk about that than Gary Player? And, you know, he said he grew up, he was a very unhappy kid. His mother passed away when he was quite young. His father was never home. He was working in the coal mines. He said he used to cry himself to sleep. He was just miserable. And, you know, now he's just so grateful to have this such a fulfilling life. And he's so determined to stay physically fit at the age of 88. He works out every day, and he is very careful about his nutrition and what he puts in his body food-wise. And, you know, it's just, I just am so intrigued by people's success stories, and all of them have overcome tremendous obstacles in one way or the other. And isn't that the test of a true champion, overcoming obstacles and
yes.
Succeeding?
Yep, for sure. Just a sample of some of the many great stories in the book, Life on the Green, from our guest, Ann Liguori. And we could easily do a whole hour or two just talking about you, your career, and the book. But we thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule there, covering the Masters, to join us. The book is available online or at a bookstore near you. It's called Life on the Green from Ann Liguori. Ann, promise me you'll come back and we'll spend more time just chatting.
Absolutely. Anytime, Jay. Enjoy the final round of the Masters.